This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, March 13th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Vietnamese officials released a Christian last week who was imprisoned for 16 years. Nguyen Nuol was arrested in 2004 after he called for the reopening of a Protestant church that was shut down. Nuol received an 18-year sentence, but it was reduced to 16 years. While in prison, Nuol's family lost their home and land. Sadly, he returns to his family in poor health. Please pray for Nguyen and our persecuted brothers and sisters in Christ in Vietnam. Jesus said in Matthew 19, verse 29, "Everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my name's sake shall receive 100-fold and inherit eternal life." Russian President Vladimir Putin has proposed constitutional amendments that would proclaim the country's faith in God and define marriage as between one man and one woman. However, Putin's proposals also include plans for Putin to remain in power after 2 decades in the Kremlin. The current constitution requires Putin to step down in 2024 after his 4th presidential term. The new proposals would reset Putin's presidential terms to 0, giving him 2 more 6-year terms, staying in office until 2036. Russia's parliament approved the proposals on Wednesday. Pew Research released a new report on popular support for democratic rights across 34 countries. Among 9 indices, 68% supported freedom of religion, 64% supported freedom of speech and freedom of the press, and 55% supported human rights groups operating freely. The nations with the highest support for democratic rights were the U.S. and Hungary. The highest popular support for religious freedom came from sub-Saharan African nations. Plus, despite the fact that their governments are hostile to freedoms of religion and speech, the people in Turkey, Indonesia, and India would like to be granted more freedom. Sadly, the people least interested in religious freedom lived in Europe. Secretary General of the Organization of American States, Luis Almagro, told a forum on Tuesday that human life and religious liberty should be protected. Founded in 1948, the 35 member nations include many South American and Central American countries, Mexico, the United States, Canada, as well as Barbados, Bahamas, Haiti, Cuba, and Grenada, for example. Almagro, who is running for a second term in his position, told the forum that, quote, "definitely the principles of religious freedom that I have mentioned and the principles of the right to life are fundamental principles and rights," end quote. Almagro added that he supported Article 4 of the American Convention on Human Rights, which states, quote, "every person has the right to have his life respected, and this right shall be protected by law and in general from the moment of conception," end quote. Pro-life groups gave thanks for the clarification, as Almagro had previously made unclear comments about support for abortion. After writing to U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, the pro-life coalition was able to clarify Almagro's position. The World Health Organization declared that the coronavirus is now a global pandemic on Wednesday, as the virus has spread to over 121,000 people, resulting in over 4,000 deaths across the world. While reported cases in China are declining, the coronavirus is spreading in other countries like Italy, Iran, and the United States. On Wednesday, President Trump addressed the nation from the Oval Office on the U.S. response to the coronavirus. The U.S. is suspending travel by foreign nationals from Europe to the U.S. for the next 30 days, with the exception of the U.K. Trump also ordered the Treasury Department to defer tax payments with no penalties for individuals and businesses affected by the outbreak, and asked Congress to provide payroll tax relief as well.
As history has proven time and time again, Americans always rise to the challenge and overcome adversity. Our future remains brighter than anyone can imagine. Acting with compassion and love, we will heal the sick, care for those in need, help our fellow citizens, and emerge from this challenge stronger and more unified than ever before. God bless you, and God bless America.
We have special links to his entire 9-minute speech from the Oval Office, to the worldwide sick map, and the latest updates from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in our transcript today at theworldview.com. And finally, President Trump's comments did not reassure the stock market as it tumbled again on Thursday in the face of the outbreak. The Dow fell 1,950 points, or 8.4%, the worst since the Black Monday crash of 1987. The coronavirus outbreak has caused supply chain disruptions for nearly three-quarters of American businesses, according to a report by the Institute for Supply Management. 1 Timothy 6, verse 17 says, "Command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, nor to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, March 13th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.